The Good People. Written by Hannah Kent and read by Caroline Lennon. She leant closer.
I didn't know it was so bad with him. All these months you've been caring for the boy.
Martin and I both. We managed between us. The one could mind him while the other worked.
How old is he, Nora?
4.
4. And no more able to speak than a baby.
Nora looked down at the egg the little boy had given her, tracing a fingertip upon the shell.
'Tis the illness upon him.
Peg was silent.
He has the ability for it. I heard him speak before, when Joanna was alive.
Was he walking then too?
Nora felt ill. She shook her head, unable to answer, and Peg placed a hand on her shoulder.
The sky has the appearance of rain. Let's inside to rest our bones. I'll pay my respects.
The turf fire was at a high blaze inside the cabin, and the conversation amongst the visitors was loud. Laughter spilt from a corner.
Peg's dark eyes flitted over the company in the room. Who brought the drink then?
Sean Lynch brought most of it, Nora replied.
Peg raised her eyebrows.
I know. It was not something I expected. Not a generous man.
The only thing that man is generous with is his fists.
She cast a sly look to where Kate sat amongst the women, picking at her teeth.
Sean Lynch would skin a louse and send the hide and fat to market. I wonder what he's after.
Nora shrugged.
We're kin? Don't you forget that my sister married his brother, God rest their souls.
Peg sniffed.
Faith, he's up to something. I'd keep an eye to him, Nora. He'll be wanting something from you now Martin is gone. That one knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
They stared across the room to where Sean sat smoking by the fire.
Believe me, Nora, an old broom knows the dirty corners best.